Girls Basketball live on AM 1560, FM 93.7 WBYS, and streamed online at 1560WBYS.com. This broadcast is brought to you by the Canton Hy-Vee, Art Hostler Auto Plaza, Spoon River Animal Clinic, Farm King, GM Mechanical, Davis Buick GMC, Mid-America National Bank, and Lozier Oil. This game also brought to you in part by Perkins Seed House, Spoon River College, Haynes Physical Therapy, Davis Ford, Nerds on Call, and Mid-Century Fiber. And now, Little Giant Basketball with the voices of the Little Giants, Bob Wagner and Leon Gruber.
Good evening and back to Alice Ingersoll Gym on a Tuesday night. It is non-conference, and the Little Giants welcome in the Chargers of Peoria Christian who come in to the action here today. Game show. It's brought to you live throughout the year by the Graham Health System. Shop the Graham Thrift Shop, 175 South Main in Canton. All proceeds remain local. Sophomore game tonight, it was Peoria Christian 53, Canton 47. That was in the sophomore game. Got a little late start. Actually, the first game did not start till about a quarter till 6. There was some confusion that they proceeded that the games to start 6 and 7:30. Well, we're going to get pretty close to about 7:30 before we get to our actual tip here tonight. So a non-conference game, and we welcome into the Chargers here tonight. We got Nathan Lauder, our engineer, back to studios. He working the board there. We hope that Megan, and hopefully if she's listening tonight as well, we hope that her recovery moves speedily along, and we appreciate all the work that she's been able to do the last couple of years. But again, Nate, we're in good hands with him here tonight in the basketball action. The girls are on the road tonight, so we'll have some updates from that game. We got started late in this one, and again, the sophomores got up to a quick start, led early, Bob, 18-3, and then disaster fell in that third period there, that fell behind and never could really recover, and again, ended up losing 53-47. Non-conference game here, and when you take a look at these programs, and again, when you take a look at Peoria Christian, this will be our fourth meeting. Began 2013 was the first time these teams met one another, and again, Peoria Christian's had 2 out of 3 in those wins. They won last year by a score of 68-58, won in 2014, 73-49. Then in 2013, Canton defeated Peoria Christian 66-57 in that game. Hunter Rhodes, 32, and our physics whiz, Tyler Pasley, had 8 points and 11 rebounds. So that was the game back in 2013. That's Bob's buddy there. So how do you like that one, Bob?
That was a good one.
Now, when you look at the two teams, because you have Jay Brewer, who does an outstanding job, and I think they've had some really terrific players, and when you take a look at them, but again, a little bit down this year, they come in at 2-12, and this is one of those games, if you're the home team and you're Canton, man, you got to be licking your chops. Okay, coming in, let's get back to what we were playing at Macomb, play good fundamental defense, and let's get our heads on screwed on with our offense to get things going here tonight.
Yeah, you know, finally graduation got the best of Peoria Christian. And they've had some pretty legit talent over the years, especially the last four. And, you know, they're back to the rebuilding program, trying to find that identity and that chemistry. And what I've seen in the box scores throughout the season so far for them, they start out really slow. They have a good second quarter, and they fall totally flat in the second half. Is that conditioning? Is that a lack of bench? Lack of size? I'm not sure. We're going to find out tonight.
And you look at their schedule, and it's a pretty tough schedule with the ranks of that. They open up, they lost to Illini Bluffs. Their only couple of wins were against Peoria Heights. They won that game, and they beat Fairbury Prairie Central in the State Farm Classic. Other teams, they played Quest 2 times already in the action. They lost to Ottawa Marquette. They lost to Rock Ridge, 69-48. They lost to Farmington, 70-49. And also a loss to Putnam County. And they ended up, again, in the fifth-place consolation game, they ended up losing to Downs Tri-Valley. 2 times they have lost by 14 to 18 points to Quest. And recently lost to Roanoke Benson, 50-35. But again, scoring, and that seems to be a major theme in high school basketball these days, Bob. And I don't know if it's just the fact that teams are doing better job defensively, or kids are just not fundamentally offensively skilled as we have seen over the last few years. But offensive numbers are way down in high school basketball in regards to that. But hopefully one of these two teams will find their offensive stroke tonight, and hopefully for the Canton Little Giants, it's a nice win for us tonight here at home.
It's going to be one of the keys to the game, you know, which team can generate, you know, four quarters of offense at a steady pace. And, you know, from both aspects for both teams, they've had their hits and misses when it comes to trying to be consistent on the offensive end. How do you solve that problem? You play better defense. You don't allow your opponent to score, and you take advantage of each possession you have offensively.
It's the 2-12 Chargers of Furia Christian against the 10-4 Canton Little Giants. Bounce back night in a non-conference action here on this Tuesday, live from Alice Ingersoll Gym. Inside, the pregame show is brought to you by the Graham Health System. Shop the Graham Thrift Shop, 175 South Main. All proceeds remain local. Timeouts. Little Giant basketball coming up, more on the pregame show in 90 seconds.
What's smart? That's smart. Introducing That's Smart, a new brand that allows you to save money. From household items to pantry staples, you'll find a wide range of products throughout the store. It's the smart way to save. That's smart.
Be smart. Visit your Canton Hy-Vee today for the new That's Smart groceries. The smart way to save. Only available at your Canton Hy-Vee, 825 North Main Street.
A home and away tradition for Canton Little Giant basketball since 1968. WBYS, streaming online, 1560WBYS.com.
Want the fastest internet service in Canton? Contact Mid-Century Fiber today. Incredible speeds at incredible prices. Go to FiberFastNow.com. Check out the Lock in Your Price for Life offering and pricing. Then fill out the form to be part of the Faster Than Fast Fiberhood. Call 778-8611 and Mid-Century Fiber will guide you through the process. Bring Mid-Century Fiber to your neighborhood. Fill out the form at FiberFastNow.com.
Basketball is as Chicago as hot dogs with no ketchup. And it's watching each game with the TV sound turned down and the radio turned all the way up.
Wade on the right side, and Wade is feeling it.
This is D-Wade. Listen to every Chicago Bulls game here.
Three. Double bam. Oh, it's raining threes.
On the WLS Chicago Bulls radio network.
Bam.
The new home of Chicago Bulls.
Your home for the Chicago Bulls only on AM 1560 and FM 93.7 WBYS.
We're live in the pregame show. Little Giants in town tonight to take on Peoria Christian. And a game going on just started at Dunlap. The girls losing at the end of the first quarter there, 12-11 at the hands of Dunlap. Galesburg went in there, won pretty easily last night. And again, Dunlap tonight for the Lady Giants, 12-11. That's at the end of one quarter there. So good luck to the Lady Giants on the road on this Tuesday night. When we take a look at the Little Giants, again, our problems, again, the same kind of situation. Last night it was compounded by a lackluster performance defensively. I didn't think it was one of our better defensive games. We put them at the line a bunch of times. They ended up making 9 of 20 in the fourth quarter last night. Could have been a lot worse,
yeah,
you know, for the Little Giants on the road last night. But again, we had beaten East Peoria two other previous times, but Cole Morton had an outstanding night for them last night, really carried them in the second half. They were up 18, and then they knocked out just enough free throws to hold us off last night, 64-59. But again, we've got to find a way to be able to attack the zone, because that's going to be primarily what everybody else is going to show us now in different forms and different ways they're going to show zone defenses.
Well, they always talk about, you know, a winning formula is steady offense and intensity on defense. I think for us, when it comes to playing a zone, or against the zone, I should say, we should be a little more intense offensively. Let's attack the zone and move the basketball ahead of the formation, because if you get out there quick enough and get ahead of the zone, you can get easy baskets if you know where to go with it.
Get center court, and again, the anthem will be performed. Quick keys to the game here tonight against Peoria Christian here, Bobby.
Well, it's back to the basic. It's being able to score on the inside of Lucas Ketchum, and it's solid defense without allowing in second-chance opportunities. Those really came back to haunt us last night.
Streamed online, 1560WBYS.com. Free game is brought to you by the Graham Health System. Shop the Graham Thrift Shop, South Main and Canton. All proceeds remain local. Back here, starting lineups. Non-conference game against Peoria Christian for the boys in 2 minutes.
Are you dealing with pain, weakness, recovering from surgery, or just can't do the things you'd like to be able to do? Hi, I'm Adam Haynes, owner and operator of Haynes Physical Therapy in Canton. The solution to your problem may not be far away. At my clinic, you'll get a fresh perspective, professional courtesy, and compassionate service. Call today at 357-5470. Check us out on Facebook or on our website at HaynesPhysicalTherapy.com. Your best chance for recovery may begin right here. Haynes Physical Therapy. Build on a solid foundation.
Hackers, viruses, network crashes, and constant equipment maintenance are just the tip of the iceberg for your hardworking IT department. Make sure they have all the support they need 24/7. Here's Brian Ford, president of Facet Technologies.
Your IT department supports you, but who supports your IT department? Get Facet on your team. You'll see what it's like to have true tech peace of mind.
Facet Technologies, the business technology leader with IT support and backup built for business. See it all now at FacetTech.com.
Why won't it work? The button says enter, but it won't enter. Now it's just sitting there mocking me. This was supposed to be easy.
Frustrated by your new tech toys? We're not. At Nerds On Call, we get the tech. We'll help you back up files and photos, transfer data, maximize your wireless network, and solve any other problem you're dealing with, no matter what kind of device you have.
Ha! Download complete. Mock me, will you?
Be the master of your own device. See us at the home show or stop by the store. We'll help you get the tech. Nerds On Call, a Facet company. Visit callournerds.com.
This sports broadcast is brought to you by Farm King, the family store with more for the cold weather season. Shovels, snow throwers, salt, heaters, outdoor tools and equipment for this winter, all available now at your local Farm King store. Find gloves, hats, insulated boots, coats, Carhartts, socks, and much more for everyone in your family to stay warm and bundled up during the cold weather. It's Farm King, your family store with more in Kewaunee, Burlington, Macomb, Canton, Monmouth, and Galesburg.
We get a non-conference basketball game, and then we get a couple of days off, and we'll be back with you Saturday, weather permitting, of course. A lot of ice and some nasty storms set to be moving in to the listening area by the weekend, but we'll see if we can get those games in on Saturday. We'll be at Washington for the Teamworks Invitational. We'll have our game Saturday morning, 9:30. Kent will take on Ridge South, and at 11 o'clock, Kent will take on state-ranked Mohammed, who is at 10-3. Lineup tonight will be Ryan Howder. He's a 6'1 senior. Also another start tonight, as they are decked out in purple, trimmed in gold. They will also start Joel Showalter. He's one of their leading scorers from game to game. Also, we have a, looks like we have a different number or not. I'm trying to see here, Bob, real quick here. We do have David Pierce. He's number 20. He's a senior. Also a starter. It's a Derek Schaffner. And I didn't see the other one out there. Probably Noah Bennington, probably number 40. And we'll see. No, Will Pepper. There you go. Will Pepper. Dig out Powder. Showalter, Pierce, Pepper, and also Derek Schaffner. Head coach is Jay Brewer. In his ninth season, they compete in the Tri-County Conference. The Chargers come in at 2-12. Kent and Little Giants, Jay Murphy in his fourth year, have a lineup tonight. Looks like this. 6-foot junior Evan Otto gets a start for the 10-4. Kent and Little Giants, also a 6-2 sophomore. He's the leading scorer for Little Giants, averaging about 14 a game. It's Garrett Brandt. Also tonight, a start, 6'3", and a junior, Cooper Smith, wears number 11 for the junior, 5'9", and a sophomore, K.O. Caleb Owens, gets another start for the Canton Little Giants tonight, and the big man in the middle, 6'7", and a senior, it is Lucas Ketchum for the Canton Little Giants. Assistant coaches is the B.J. McCollum, also Cody Myers, and Ken Brandt. Your starting lineup tonight, brought to you by Advanced Rehab Sports Medicine in Canton. Call 649-1572 for free and restraint. They fix sports injuries. Well, you wouldn't know it was a band at the gym tonight and a decent crowd. It is a noisy level of basketball here tonight, but it gives you a great kind of a feel for the game tonight. Even in the off night, of course, from last night, didn't play all that well and still had a chance to win at the end of the game last night. See what we can do, as we should have a nice little height advantage. We'll see if we can slow them down here tonight. The Chargers, and the tip is controlled by Peoria Christian. They'll attack right to left. Out front is Showalter. The Giants will come out man-to-man. They'll jump out and double every opportunity to get, put the ball on the floor. That's Pierce. Drives. Lost the shot. No good. Cooper Smith. And then off of Peoria Christian, the other player, again, we'll see here. We might have a little over right on that play because we did have the Canton player, but the Pura Christian player as equally as well was out of bounds.
There you go.
So we're going to reverse it. So it will be the Canton Little Giants basketball on the home court. You don't want to get calls like that, turn things around early in this game. We've had enough of those kind of bad situations. Now they come out and do a little bit of a trapping out of about three-quarters court. Brant dribbles, kicks it out. Owens, Cooper Smith reverses it. Otto gets it inside, catch him. Ball stripped away from him. It's turned over by the Little Giants. Trying to fight for it, never received the pass. In transition, they come up with a shot no good by Schaffner. Senior comes up short. Cooper Smith and a trip up the front court there by Schaffner, a senior. Picks up the foul and a first half of the team. Here at the 7:18 mark of this opening quarter tonight here from Alice Ingersoll Gym, non-conference game. They will sub Anthony Joseph.
That's a quick
quickly
sub.
Quickly in the lineup.
Not even a minute into the game.
The coach, I didn't even get my jersey wet or didn't even get halfway down the court.
That's quick.
7:10. Near side here, it's Brant. He's covered up. They shift out of it defensively. We'll just look at that. Top of the key. Looking for it. Swings the pass out front to KO. Manned up here defensively by Showalter. They could drop into that zone. It's a 2-3 zone. Otto, ball stripped away from him. Got to play strong with the basketball.
That's
how many times we keep echoing that in there,
Bob? That's the key, Leon.
6:45, drive along the baseline.
That's
nice
bad.
Pass, KO. Bumped was Brant, and he throws up the one-handed shot. But a field goal by Brant gets us rolling 2-0, 6:35 of the opening period. Let's see what we can do defensively. We should have some nice mismatches here, at least defensively. Quickness out front on the perimeter. You got Evan Otto, man. He got his hands up in the passing lane. Bounce pass out front into the hands of Showalter. Screen to the opposite side. Long tray by Pepper. It's good.
Hey, what is it? Looks really short when he first released it.
Pepper with a three to the opposite side. 3-2, 6:10 mark. Otto underneath. Catch him. He reverses it. Slapped from behind. Strong. Got to go to the strong to the hoop there. Take it to the rack strong, baby. 6 minute mark here. 3-2. Chargers decked out on their purple trimmed in gold. Kind of like what we wear on the road.
It
back
is.
Out front. Back out front to the right side. Loose ball on the floor. That's Joseph who just came into the game. Now it's Pepper. Showalter the opposite side. A man to man. They switch. And it's a hold.
On Evan.
So that's going to be a call against Evan Otto. Body up a little bit too close. So quickly, first team foul. First half, the Little Giants as well, 5:39. Tuesday night here from Alice Ingersoll Gym for boys action. The girls are on the road. They're trailing 12-11 first quarter at Dunlap tonight. Swings it to the opposite side. They lay Pepper open again. In and out, no good. Catch him, kind of shoved him to the floor. No call. 5:25, cross the timeline. KO. Looks for that seam. Gets it to Brant. Got to pull the trigger, man. You get the look there. There you
Shoot
go.
It.
They leave it wide open on the near side. He rimmed it out short. Ball tap. Who gets it? Pura Christian fights for it. Pepper, after that miss, lost the timeline. But it's near side. Schaffner put the ball on the floor. Looks like he traveled. Swings it out front. Steal. Otto has a breakaway of the left side and collided. Got the foul. Got the foul, I believe, and it hit the bottom of the backboard. It's going to be a foul against Jerry Christian Showalter.
Yeah,
his first, second team foul. Jay Brewer, been in the game for about 9 years as their head coach. Again here at the five-minute mark. Otto connects on the free throw. It's only the second time Jerry Christian has played in this gym. Previous time was, we'll let you think about that for a minute. Last time Pura Christian played here, we can say it was in a regional game a few years ago. We'll tell you about a couple of different significant things in that game as well. 5 minute mark, see how well you do your homework. 3-3 is our tie after the one of the two free throws made by Otto. Here from Alice Ingersoll Gym, along the baseline, good pressure there by Cooper Smith. Ball almost stripped away. He does.
Okay.
Turnover by Pura Christian. Outlet, it goes to Brant. Now it's bounced pass to Otto. Ooh, he couldn't finish it off. Rolled it off. Luke Randall with a hold along the baseline. Looks like he reached and grabbed. Got beat on the boards there, and Randall commits the foul.
Use the backboard.
Yeah. We just kind of rolled it off. No good. 4:35, the opening period. 3-3 is our tie. They will walk it up. Literally walk it up. Showalter, quick pass to this left wing. It goes to Joseph. They cut through. Near side, it's Schaffner. Driving along the baseline. Quick feet underneath. Too strong a pass. Turnover by PC. Third by the Chargers. Lob it underneath. Good reaction. They hustle back there with Schaffner.
And that was a good pass. He's going to give the defensive credit there for recovering on that.
Yep. 4:13. Cooper Smith has not really touched the basketball a lot here in the first 4 minutes of the game.
Rebounding-wise, he
has. Yep. He's been very active there. Brant loads up to the near side of three. Swish. Big tray by Brant.
Points
at 5 over 6.
Points off the turnover, too, Leon.
Huge. 6-3, 4 minute mark here. Non-conference game. That's going to be a travel turnover by Peoria Christian. The attack, Brant in the lane. Scoop shot, nice job by Brant. He's in a good offensive mode here early. 7 of our 8, 8-3, Canton.
He needs to maintain that throughout the four quarters.
You know, these are no different teams than we normally play. You just got to have the same mentality when you go into a game. 3:35. Between the circle, Schaffner, our man-to-man is giving all sorts of fits right now.
It should be.
The ball thrown away, quickness. That's 5 turnovers by Peoria Christian. Caleb lost a handle on it, gets it back, swings the pass to Brant. Puts the ball on the floor from about 10 feet right side. The thing went down, out of the cylinder. Otto got stripped. Who puts it up? Randall, no good. And who comes out of the packet? It's Pierce for PC. Steal by KO. And then he dribbled the ball out of bounds. Good hustle, though. Good active way. This is more energy than we showed last night there, Bobby.
He is quick, isn't he?
Yeah. With the 3:05 mark here. 8-3, Little Giants. They walk it up again. They, once in a while, they'll get in that transition mode, but they like to get it set up. Again, Evan Otto. Bumped him before he tried to make the steal. That's going to be a pair of fouls on Evan.
I think you said that every game.
Yeah.
Pair of fouls on Evan in the first quarter.
It's a broken record, and I know he's frustrated by kind of the silly fouls he does commit. 2:57. BC will inbound off the right side of the baseline. They screen. Who comes to the opposite side? Joseph is open. Bounce pass in traffic. They're thrown away, but Chargers get it. That's Pierce. He and Showalter carry the load with this offensive group. Bounce pass in the lane. Shot comes up short. No good. Taken by Pepper. Loose ball. Who gets it? Preston Taylor in the lineup. Brant. Cooper Smith. The ball kicked. Also in the lineup for the Little Giants, Schrader. And let's see, Luke Randall as that fifth player. 8-3. Little Giants on the attack here. 2:38 opening period. Preston had a nice game last night. Have a couple of big shots.
He did.
You can tell he's starting to get into that mode of basketball from football. Along the baseline, Brant's cut off, pass it back out front, reload the offense. Cooper Smith, Randall, bounce pass underneath, and Schrader is clobbered from both ends. Along the baseline and underneath.
I just like the movement laying on the ball to beat that zone defense to get Clay in position for a shot.
It's going to be a foul against Peoria Christian. They give it against Pierce.
That's how you attack a zone.
Yep. Yeah, much better tonight. And Schrader connects on the free throw. Now I was talking to B.J. McCollum for the game, and he says, you know what, we just didn't have the kids prepared last night for the way that East Peoria, you know, zoned us last night. He says, this is something we'll have to correct, and we'll do a better job as coaches.
Oh, and besides the McCollum tournament, that's really the first game on the road.
Yeah. 9-3. Coming up on 2:10. Off the dribble, free throw line, jumper is good. Pretty smooth there by David Pierce.
You can see the confidence in that jump shot.
9-5 now. 2 minute mark here. Cooper Smith swings it. Brant to the opposite side. Left, right near the PC bench. Gets it right back in stroke and motion. Sinks it. He's feeling it the opening quarter.
Needs to continue that. I'll keep saying it.
He's got 10 of our 12. 12-5. Little Giants on the tray in this opening quarter here. Off the baseline, a quick bounce pass. Joseph now cuts. He flashes back out top of the key. He'll receive the pass here. Powder. Now between the circle and the lineup, Justin Post. Three ball banked it. Did you call that?
If he did, I didn't hear him.
And a bank by Pierce. second tray of the game. It's 12-8. Keep fighting through this. Minute 12, Little Giants up by four. Bounce pass, Rader. Battle the arc between the circles. They reverse it. Grant open to this near side and misses it. Ball tap out, and who gets it? That is in the hands of Howder.
All right, keep shooting, young man.
They get into the front court here. It's Pepper. Swings it. Quick touch there by Joseph. Back out front, that's Pierce. Near side, that is Post. Three, no good. Rebound stripped away. PC lost it. Here comes Cooper Smith in transition. 41 seconds. That's going to be a blocking foul. Could have been an offensive foul as well.
Luckily, it caught him off balance. He was trying to curl around to the baseline.
So here, that's going to be a second against David Pierce. That'll hurt them without him in the lineup.
There goes some offense.
Back in 2008-09, Farmington was in this regional. And again, last game ever coached by Tom Wiersville was played during that regional was Furia Christian. He ended up losing to Manuel 72-70. Again, inside.
Cooper Smith.
Cooper Smith with a bucket there. It's his first 2 points. 28-second mark. It's 14-8. But Billy Molinari threw one three-quarters court and almost made it to beat and almost knock out a team that ended up finishing in the Final Four that year for Peoria Emanuel.
And I remember Jim Lutz's son played on that team, too.
Yep. 11-second mark here. Looking over the defense. 14-8, 6-second mark here. Opposite side, Furia Christian, the opponent, down by six, a tray, rimmed it out, no good. That's the way they first corner. A little better effort in the opening 8 minutes here. Little Giants 14, Furia Christian 8. Second period with Bob and Leon with the cover tonight. Back here in 1 minute.
Welcome to Davis Ford, your local Ford dealer in Canton, Illinois. On behalf of our entire staff, we would like to welcome you. Whether you are looking for a new Ford car, crossover, SUV, our greatest selection of trucks, or a great used or pre-owned vehicle is what you need, we have them. Need service or parts? We have that too. We are committed to offer superior sales and service to you, our valued customer. See you soon at Davis Ford, 2111 North Main, Canton, 647-1111, where the customer is our business.
At Spoon River College, you'll save thousands and you'll learn from some of the best. Hi, this is Todd Thompson, Diesel Power and Systems Technology instructor at Spoon River College. At SRC, you'll work with instructors who empower you to do your best work. With an average student to faculty ratio of 17 to 1, you can bet your instructor will know you by name and will care about your success. Spoon River College offers excellence in education right here, close to home.
Spring classes start January 17th. Visit src.edu to learn more.
Back to an update for the girls tonight. 32-24 Dunlap leads at halftime against the Lady Giants. That's on the road there tonight. Jumper from the opposite side. It's Schrader with a three. Attaboy. Well, I'd like to see him bust out and have a nice game offensively. A little confidence builder. 17-8 on that tray by Schrader. 7:39. We'll stretch it out defensively for the Little Giants. Man-to-man. They cut underneath. Schaffner off balance shot. Partially blocked there. You got Ketchum and Schrader, the big guys on this wing to the near side. Three ball is good by Pepper. They got some kids, like Bob mentioned in our pregame. They've been hanging tough, but they fade usually by the middle of the third or later in the game a lot of times.
Second half a lot, yeah.
Yep. Now they catch to the front court here, 17-11. Little Giants with the advantage. They attack. Off to this near side. Offensively, Blake Murphy.
Sure.
Cooper Smith shot no good off of PC. And Little Giants will have it. Here's their sub, Noah Bennington. Bennington checks in the lineup. Of course, his brother Dakota went to Olivet Nazarene. Outstanding player from last year who graduated. 17-11. Cooper Smith double team here. You got to find somebody that's open. Trying to get it. Preston Taylor. Cooper Smith wanted to pull the trigger. Now it's a little contact out front. Cooper Smith puts the ball in the floor, leans in. That's a nice jumper. That's one I wanted to see.
There you go. The head fake sold that play.
I'd like that. He looked really smooth on that. Nice little shot from the elbow. He's got that jumper in about every game we have seen in that zone. 19-11 now.
You got to be assertive and take it.
6:32 and recognize it. You know, if it's going to be there, go ahead and knock it down. Jump out front, the double team, Cooper and Ketchum. Good job chasing Schaffner. off balance to the opposite side. Showalter knocks down a three.
Man, they are launching them.
Again, it's a couple of trays. They have four threes in this game. 19-14 now. That's how they're staying with us. Blake Murphy, shot. It's good.
Oh, boy.
Good job. Off the bench tonight, Blake Murphy,
the
junior.
Of your opportunities.
Yep. 5:59, 21-14. When your number's called, you answer the bell, buddy.
And you'll get rewarded.
Yep. Again, with 5:52, the second period, it's 21-14. They shoot the three, no good. Taken by Showalter. Here comes Cooper Smith across the timeline. Dribble will get you in trouble, man. Too much of it. Hazardous. Shot off the left hand, no good. Cooper puts it back up and in. Nice job. Getting a little bit more free of roam in that lane. He's starting to get rolling. Second bucket in this period, 23-14. Little Giants with the lead, 5:28. Quick timeout, 30 seconds here from Alice Ingersoll. Jim, back in 30 seconds.
I'm Mid-America National Bank Business Development Officer Kevin Stevenson. We're all on the go these days. That's what makes mobile banking so useful.
I'm Lauren Flickinger, personal banker. Download our mobile banking app so you can view accounts, transfer money, pay bills, and even deposit checks, all from your mobile device.
Mid-America National Bank, your bank for life. In Canton, Cuba, Lewistown, and Macomb. Visit us at midnatbank.com. Member FDIC.
Back here after the break, 5:28, 23-14. Band is sounding pretty good tonight. Good to have him in the building tonight here at Alice Ingersoll Gym. And again, Little Giants play the D, leading at 23-14, but they've connected on four trays. A shot interior this time by Schaffner is no good. And a foul could be against Derek Schaffner. So it's going to be a pair of fouls against him. Pierce has two. Who remains on the bench with 5:13. He's going to come back in, but the play's already resumed. Otto, Brandt, who got up to the terrific start with 10 in that first quarter, goes to the opposite side of the floor. Blake Murphy, Luke Randall, Otto comes, gets it, top of the key. We'll try to get into the offensive set here against that 2-3 zone of the Chargers. Quick bounce pass to Blake Murphy, a three by Otto, nice way. Good stroke there by Evan. Big tray there by Evan Otto. Nice shot there by Evan. 26-14. Looking good out there. Slowly but surely a turnover. Otto makes the steal. Waits for traffic to go by. Excuse me, that was a Brandt. Again, my mind and sometimes my words get confused. Blake Murphy.
Attaboy.
Another basket by Blake Murphy. Attaboy. Nice little contribution by Blake Murphy, the junior tonight. 28-14. Double the lead in this game at 4:15. You look up on the scoreboard. Playing well tonight. Little Giants playing the defense in the elbow. Whoa. Left side, way off the mark. No good by Bennington. Again, in transition. Here comes the Little Giants. Brandt threw it out of bounds. But again, the guy had his hands around his waist. He says, what am I supposed to do? And Blake Murphy will get a nice reserved little clap of the hand there by Jay Murphy. And he's still coaching with him, telling what we should have done on one of the plays there.
That's some quality minutes.
3:52. That's what you like to be able to do.
It can build your confidence later on in the year.
Almost a steal. Pierce drives through the lane.
Yeah, you've got to get in front of him. Yep. He's got two fouls.
And again, for the offensive player, he goes to the line and a foul against the Little Giants.
That's why he's back in there.
Yep.
For his offensive ability.
They call it against Randall. It's his second, I think, here. Look, yep, there it is. Second foul. Sends Pierce to the free throw line. Rolled up, no good.
You got Avery Dean in for Luke Randall.
Yep. A lot of these guys, after a game last night, trying to get some a little bit of rest, to get a little comfortable lead. It's kind of a nice reward for those guys. Pierce rolled it up. And again, in this game now, Pierce has got 6 points, 28-15 now with 3:40 remaining before halftime. Little Giants will be at the Washington Invitational on Saturday. Girls will play at 9:30, the boys at 11. Then at 7 and 8:30 on Saturday, that's our next broadcast. Cooper, wraparound pass saved on the opposite side by Otto. Nice job there, run right in front of the bench. Avery Teen was trying to get the ball from the post from the elbow. Otto, strong shot, no good. And Cooper Smith in traffic, can't get it up. Ball deflected, who gets it? Canton, KO in the lane, shot, no good. And it's a free-for-all, man, trying to get some shots to go down. More opportunities, 3 minutes before half. Little Giants up in this one, 28-15. Now they're walking back out front. Showalter, opposite side, Bennington. Not quite the talent level as his brother. And he slid the pivot foot.
Or the height.
Or the height. In the lane, and a roll-up shot no good by Pepper. And it's Pierce, and up and good.
Wow.
He's tough.
David Pierce.
David Pierce.
He earned that basket.
Yep. Eight in this game. Back to within 28-17. Here on this, a Tuesday night, basketball action. Bevanato from the free throw line. KO looks over. Bennington come picks him up defensively. Cooper Smith almost drug the pivot foot. Now get out of the lane. Count will be on. Back out front. Looking to the low block area. Avery Dean was not set up properly, so he couldn't give the ball to him. Now it's Cooper. Give it up on 2 minutes before halftime. Little Giants up 28-17. Passed Avery Dean. Jumper left side. No good. Cooper Smith, an undercut by Bennington. Or are they going to have a foul against Cooper Smith?
Holy mackerel.
Yeah. Tried to go up. He was already up in the air.
What is Cooper supposed to do to prevent that foul?
Yeah.
That's my first question.
Yeah.
I mean, he has an opportunity to come down.
Yeah, he didn't allow him.
Wow,
him proper calling that one. 28-17. And a quick blocking foul. Going to be a block foul quick here with Caleb Owens. Now, you know, it's, you know, the official, you're right there in his ear. Now, he still is talking to him, and how do you make that play to a call? Minute 38 here before half.
I'm sure it wasn't quite that polite, but
nope.
Hey, you know.
Here's to Bennington off the dribble, top of the key. Takes it down, gives up the basketball, thrown away. Turnover, nice recovery there. Turnover by PC.
That's nine.
Trying to take advantage here in this second period. And they're grabbing a hold of you, man. That's how they've been playing defense. Minute 17 here. They're right up in your face. Bounce pass into traffic.
That's what? That's three on Pierce.
So Pierce, again, got him with the body.
That's the risk you take.
Yeah. Pierce picks up the third. And that's going to be team six. See what they will do, a sub or not. And to see who they did bring in there, I think they brought in Schaffner back in. 28-17 in the lane. Brant shot, and then reach in with Showalter. He picks up his second. Things will go a little testing them inside. We continue to attack the way we've been able to do with 1:08 before half. Again, Brant to the free throw line. Little Giants were 2 of 4 in the opening period. Your first chance here in the second period. Brant off to a good start. He had 10 in the opening period. It's one of his better starts we have seen. Free throw is good. Can we get a few days off? Prepare for the Washington Invitational. Take on Mohammed. They'll have their hands full Saturday. We're looking forward to seeing that group. 10-3. They play tonight. They're state ranked. 30-17. A couple free throws by Brant. He's got a dozen. Minute before the halftime. Off the dribble left side here. Turns, spins in traffic. It's going to be a hell ball. And he called a timeout. The man was falling down, and he was called a timeout. The bench results in a timeout. 56 seconds here. 30-17. Canton leads PC. Back here to Alice Ingersoll. Jim in 30 seconds.
Buying a furnace or an air conditioner can be tough. After all, you can't exactly take a look under the hood.
For reliable heating and cooling, ask your Lennox dealer about Lennox products with a good housekeeping seal of approval.
Call GE Mechanical, 647-5700.
Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses.
This is Steve from GE Mechanical, your authorized Lennox dealer.
Lennox, a better place.
Back here, a quick timeout was given as player has fallen down, and they allowed him possession. Again here, 30-17, 56 seconds, and a turnover by PC. Double figures in him. 30-17, Cooper Smith will walk it up front court. 47 seconds, left wing entry. KO puts the ball into court. Yeah, he had his band beat there, Bobby.
Yeah, he had a lane in the back.
He did. Cooper, right out front. Avery Dean to push three. No good. Underneath, Evan Otto. It's everybody to go by. Nice job by Evan. That's what you got to be able to do. Feel through that eventuality of those players going up. And when they come back down, you go back up. A nice job there by Evan. 32-17.
Court vision.
Yep. 15-point advantage. That's the biggest lead of the night here from this second period. Trying to get another high post there, and the ball stripped away. Good job. No, PC gets it back. Free throw line jumpers up and good. That's a line drive by Schaffner. Tell you what, we had him on the scramble. That's the way half comes to an end. All little Giants in this one. 32-19. Halftime is up next. It's brought to you by Monocle's Pizza, home of the family pleaser. You can dine in, carry out, or delivery. 647-1127, your perfect post-game stop. Halftime when Bob and will return. It's the Little Giants up in this one to the boys' action. 32-19 over Peoria Christian. Back in 2 minutes.
For over 30 years, pet owners across Fulton County have entrusted the health of their animals to the friendly and knowledgeable veterinarians of Spoon River Animal Clinic. Big dogs, little dogs, white cats, black cats, horses, cattle, birds, snakes, ferrets, and even the occasional reptile, they see them all. Proudly supporting the Little Giants and Prairieland Conference sports, Spoon River Animal Clinic is conveniently located on Route 78 North in Canton and offers a complete lineup of veterinary services and 24/7 after-hours emergency care, too. Visit them online at SpoonRiverAnimalClinic.com.
Join WBYS each Saturday morning at 9:05 for Coach's Roundtable, the basketball edition live from Hy-Vee. The 55-minute show has scores from the Mid-Illini and Prairie Land Conferences. One-on-one conversation with boys and girls coaches from Canton, Farmington, Lewistown, North Fulton, and Illini Bluffs. Breakfast and basketball Saturday at 9:05, Coach's Roundtable on WBYS AM 1560 and 93.7 FM. And enjoy website streaming and free app for download at 1560WBYS.com.
When you buy a vehicle, you want it all, right? Great deals and excellent service. Then go to Art Hosler Auto Plaza in Canton today. Hosler's offers the largest selection of new and pre-owned vehicles in the area. The professional and friendly sales and service staff will make sure you get it all when you purchase your vehicle at Hosler's. Customer satisfaction is number one, and they won't be undersold. Don't settle for less. Get it all. Visit Art Hosler Auto Plaza, 2000 North Main in Canton today.
Canton Little Giant Basketball on WBYS, AM 1560, 93.7 FM. Streamed online, 1560WBYS.com.
Lozier Oil in Farmington is a proud sponsor of area high school sports. Good luck to all participating student athletes and coaches. The staff at Lozier Oil are very proud of you. Lozier Oil supplies high-quality mobile lubricants to the trucking and farming industry. Their products keep your valuable machines running better year after year. Lozier Oil knows they need to earn your business every day. For service that can't be beat, call Lozier Oil today, 245-4846. That's 245-4846 for Lozier Oil Company in Farmington.
We're back here at halftime as the Little Giants out in front, 32-19. Two leads in the second half, 15 at one point, 14 at one stretch. And the Little Giants, again, have had their way defensively. Did a good job, quickness, and finishing off a lot of those opportunities. But being a little bit more efficient tonight offensively against that zone here, Bob, that's another been a big key plus tonight and some other contributions. So overall, a nice little team effort here leading 32-19.
Well, they attack the zone, you know.
Yeah.
Once you get that first shot to fall, it seems like the confidence really comes out in the team offensively. And I thought really for, I'd say probably about three-fourths of the first half, they were a lot more assertive in attacking that zone, looking for the open spot. But I think you really want to credit what they've done defensively. They haven't allowed Peoria Christian any second-chance opportunities.
Yeah.
We've tried to get on the fast break and get in transition, and we've made the extra pass tonight to get that open shot, a higher percentage shot.
Get to look at the halftime. Also, tonight's prelim game Davis Peoria Christian sophomores 53, Canton sophomores 47. The last update we have is at halftime. Dunlap leading Canton girls tonight at halftime 32-24. That girls game at Dunlap tonight. Here from Alice Ingersoll Gym. Folks are heading to the concession and after the pom-pom squad and their routine tonight performing, it's 32-19. Let's take a look at the first half stats, the in-game stats brought to you by Crawford's Home Furnishings, experience, quality, selection, and excellent customer service. Crawford's Home Furnishings, Canton, and Elmwood. Bobby takes a look at the first half stats here.
All right, Leon, for Peoria Christian, 7 out of 17 in field goals, 41.1%. 4 out of 8 in three-point shooting, 50%. 1 out of 2 in free throws, 50%. 10 total rebounds, only one of those was offensive. 10 first half turnovers. For the Canton Little Giants, shooting 12 for 25 in field goals, 48%. 4 out of 8 three-point shooting, 50%. 4 out of 6 in free throws, 66.7%. 13 total rebounds, 5 offensive, 3 first half turnovers. Points off turnovers, the Canton Little Giants 11, Peoria Christian with 1.
Good job in those categories tonight. Holding true here in this first half. Again, the Little Giants out in front, 32-19. Scoring in the first half, Little Giants, again, with Evan Otto had 6 points. Nice effort there by Evan. A couple of key steals. Garrett Brandt got off the quick, starting at 10 in the opening quarter. Added a couple of free throws, a dozen for Brandt tonight. 3 field goals for Cooper Smith. Clay Schrader tonight, a 3 and a free throw by 4. And off the bench, Blake Murphy got a couple of field goals for 4 points. Nice job off the bench there by Blake in the action here tonight. And it is the Little Giants with 32. Peoria Christian, their 19, had 4 threes in the game. Showalter had one of those for his 3 points. David Pierce, who had the 3 fouls, had a 3 and a couple of field goals, a free throw for 8 points, 2 threes by Will Pepper, and Derek Schaffner with a field goal for 2. And again, halftime, Little Giants out in front, 32-19. We'll get to the second half basketball as the Little Giants entertain Peoria Christian tonight in a non-conference game. Little Giants lead at 32-19. That's our halftime show. It's brought to you by Monocle's Pizza, your perfect post-game stop, 135 North 5th in Kansas. Second half basketball back here in 2 minutes.
Introducing Repeat Refills. Now you can have your prescriptions filled automatically at the Hy-Vee Pharmacy. With Repeat Refills, your prescriptions are automatically filled ahead of time and ready when you are. We'll even call you when your order is ready. Let your Hy-Vee Pharmacy help you stay on top of your medication therapy. Ask your helpful Hy-Vee pharmacists about Repeat Refills today. Then you'll never have to worry about running out of medication again.
Repeat Refills, now available at your Canton Hy-Vee Pharmacy, 825 North Main Street.
A home and away tradition for Canton Little Giant basketball since 1968. WBYS, streaming online, 1560WBYS.com.
Want the fastest internet service in Canton? Contact Mid-Century Fiber today. Incredible speeds at incredible prices. Go to fiberfastnow.com. Check out the Lock In Your Price for Life offering and pricing, then fill out the form to be part of the Faster Than Fast Fiberhood. Call 778-8611 and Mid-Century Fiber will guide you through the process. Bring Mid-Century Fiber to your neighborhood. Fill out the form at fiberfastnow.com.
Basketball is as Chicago as hot dogs with no ketchup. And it's watching each game with the TV sound turned down and the radio turned all the way up.
Wade on the right side and Wade is feeling it.
This is D-Wade. Listen to every Chicago Bulls game here.
3. Double bam. Oh, it's raining threes.
On the WLS Chicago Bulls radio network.
Bam.
The new home of the Chicago Bulls.
Your home for the Chicago Bulls only on AM 1560 and FM 93.7 WBYS.
Perkins Seat House in Canton, Havana, and Jacksonville is your Husqvarna outdoor power equipment headquarters. Whether you need a Husqvarna chainsaw, weed trimmer, leaf blower, push, or zero-turn mower, Perkins Seat House is your only stop for incredible deals. At Perkins, you can trade in your old equipment towards your purchase of new equipment, and their service department will keep all your Husqvarna equipment in top working condition. The best deals and the best service, that's why Perkins Seat House is your Husqvarna power equipment headquarters. Perkins Seat House in Canton, Havana, and Jacksonville. Check out the deals today.
To that.
You should be a comedian writer. I can't hear. Back here now with Ingersoll Gym. A couple of updates for you. Again, at the end of three quarters, girls game tonight. It is Dunlap leading 38-33. That's at the end of three quarters on that one. That's girls basketball. Also at halftime in the Prairieland Big Show down there for first place tonight, Farmington leads 33-25 over BPC. That's at halftime as well. So a couple of those games tonight from our listing area as the Canton Little Giants here lead it 32-19. And again, good balance tonight, good contributions. And again, for the Little Giants here at home tonight, it'd be nice to get back in that win column. They're looking to get win number 11. But again, still a good second half to go here. They got some foul issues with Pierce with three and Schaffner with a couple. So those are the things that we think about as we head into the second half of basketball here, Bobby.
Yeah, and there's no better time than the present to try and push the button and hit your foot on the gas and, you know, and try and finish this early in the second half.
Little Giants to go with Otto, Grant, Smith, and KO along with the Ketchum. Ketchum's been very, very silent in this game. Need to wake him up to get him the basketball, and I think we can kind of finish the deed here.
Waiting on our scorekeeper. There he goes.
And again here from Alice Ingersoll Gym. Second half of basketball is underway. As the top of the key there, they dribble through traffic. Scoop shot no good. Comes up short. Pierce with the putback no good. Who fights for it? PC's got it along the baseline. Shot no good. That was taken by Pepper. They had a couple of good looks on the offensive boards. 7:41. Front court now. Brant opposite corner near the Canton bench.
Well, he can take him off and dribble.
Yep. KO gets Pierce, who's got the three fouls playing the D. High, low. Ball thrown away. Got to get it up above. He's
top.
A bigger guy.
Yep.
Bigger guy. Turnover by the Little Giants.
That's four.
All right. Three in the first half. One to start this third period. Back out front. Howder. It's not one of the more polished PC groups we have seen in the lane. And that's going to be a foul.
He bailed him out.
Yep. Hold your ground. Hold your ground.
He was off balance and falling to the ground.
Yep.
He's seen out of the way. He travels.
And again, the second on KO. First at the team this half. It'll send Pierce to the free throw line.
That should be your first point of duty on offense is to take the ball right at him.
Yep. Free throw is good by Pierce.
You get that fourth foul on him.
He's got 9 points. He's a senior. One of five seniors on this group. 32-20 short on that one. Cooper Smith with the rebound. 7:10 of the third. Underway with it. Kent. That's Garrett Brandt on the opposite side. KO is wide open. He'll back it out. Had no really any kind of indication he really wanted to shoot that
he
shot.
He needs to.
Yep.
You don't have to shoot it a lot.
Nope.
Just every once in a while. Show that you can.
Exactly. Good point there, Bobby. Back out front, KO. Brandt to this near side, being roughed up here by Showalter. KO. There we go. We got a little bit more motion there. High screen. Catch him wide open. You got to give him the basketball. When he's cutting there, free throw line jumper is good by Cooper Smith. When that pick and roll, you go ahead and give it to the big guy. Make him work off the baseline there.
We don't react quick enough when that gets that play try to set it up.
14-point advantage here. 6:23. Opposite side. It's Pepper for three. No good. Got a shove underneath. Pierce got the inside position. Put it back up and good. He's keeping him in the game. And then a violation of the inbounds. A turnover by Canton. Now, don't need to be having that kind of stretch where we come on glue here. 34-22, 6:13. Back out front to Showalter. Got to dig in defensively. Nothing silly in fouls. Pierce defended there by KO. Off the left wing, it's Showalter. They attack along the baseline to feed it. Ball loose. Turnover by PC.
Take it at him. Oh, he's going to take it at him.
Yep. Then he retraces his step. Now to Ketchum. Cooper open from three to the near side. In and out, no good. Nice little look by the junior.
Everything's short with his outside shot tonight.
Yeah, I know.
It was last night, too.
I think you got to get a little bit more arc on it. A little bit more.
Push the follow through.
Yep, yep. 5:36 here. Third quarter, Little Giants lead 34-22. Along the baseline, cut off Showalter. Head fake there. Slips the pass. Ketchum's got him. Playing against Pepper. Turnaround jumper hit the right side of the backboard. Cooper off of his shoulder. KO Brandt.
Take it out.
Down the lane. He's got to just back off. Yep. A nice job by Brandt.
That's how you
take it right at him. 14 points the game. Again, he just, you can see he wanted to stand there and take it, but then he knew it. We had three fouls. 36-22 down the lane. That's too easy. Showalter with the field goal, his fifth point of the game, 36-24.
Somebody forgot their assignment there defensively.
Yep. He was too easily wide open in the lane.
Yeah.
Quick cut there, Brandt, and then push from behind against Showalter. That's going to be his third. It's going to be the first team foul of the half, non-shooting. And the Little Giants will inbound. Got to find out who's going to be the inbounder. Got a substitution coming to the scorer's table. And Justin Poston, the junior, and for Showalter with those three fouls. Little Giants will stack straight four flat across to Cooper Smith. Nice job by Evan. Got the ball on the screen, and Cooper was wide open. Easy layup off that left side. Nice job during the execution of that inbounds play.
Pretty play.
38-24, 440. Off the baseline between the circle. Whip the pass. It's a turnover by PC.
That's 12.
Double figures in that category. They had those in the first half, double figures, with a cup by 10 in that first half. Back with you on Saturday, 9:30, 11 o'clock from Washington. A couple of games here. KO passes up the shot here. Evan. KO straight on for three.
KO.
Step back, shoots a three. Out of the way, KO. Hit the wrist and knocked it down. A big three by KO.
Look what that can do.
Yeah. 4-14, 41-24.
He just needs some confidence.
Yep.
He's got all the skill set.
And here from the Alice Ingersoll gym, it's the third quarter, halfway through. 41-24. The opposite side as PC answers the three, no good. Otto with the rebound.
He's
now
high,
gets to Brandt.
High up for that one, wasn't he?
Got Dewey Morse with the scores table. Brandt bodied up. Reverses it, Cooper Smith. Catch him between the circle for the free throw line. Put the ball on the floor, catch. Back outside to Cooper. 3:42 the third. A lot better matchups tonight we'll be able to handle, and then a reach and a foul out front against Schaffner. That's going to give him three fouls. We're going to be in a world of hurt for the remainder of this game here.
Yeah, because so far none of that bench has seen the court.
There's probably a reason for that. 3:36, that's usually why we see a lot of the drop-off, Bob. I think we're starting to see that puzzle that, you know, we talked about in our pregame.
Oh, there's a Dewey Moore sighting. Look out.
Yep. He'll be checking one up. Dewey looking the ball from the low post. Evan gets it to catch him. Shot was blocked underneath there by Pepper.
And the only reason Lucas took it to that side of the basket, he didn't have control of the ball.
Yep. He tried to get the pass there. They were trying to get that quick little interior surge there. That's going to be against Pepper, team's third. And catch him to the free throw line for his first point of the night. Missed it. Second free throw is good. I should say coming up here. 3:30 of the third. Next one coming up for the big guy. Ketchum bends at his knees and shoots it, knocks it down. 1 of 2. First point of the night. Ketchum will have a seat, and Canton will take a timeout. 3:30 left here, third period. It's Canton 42, Peoria Christian 24. 30-second variety from Alice Ingersoll Gym. Back here in 30 seconds.
Are you dealing with pain, weakness, recovering from surgery, or just can't do the things you'd like to be able to do? Hi, I'm Adam Haynes, owner and operator of Haynes Physical Therapy in Canton. The solution to your problem may not be far away. At my clinic, you'll get a fresh perspective, professional courtesy, and compassionate service. Call today at 357-5470. Check us out on Facebook or on our website at HaynesPhysicalTherapy.com. Your best chance for recovery may begin right here. Haynes Physical Therapy, build on a solid foundation.
Stay tuned for our post game. It's brought to you by Big Rack Steakhouse on a North Main in Canton. Check out their nightly specials and your favorite steak dinner. Call for reservation 647-6000. Along the baseline, a little hotter. Opposite side, a three launch. Far corner by Showalter. Goes back in lineup. His fifth point in this quarter, eight for the game. It's 42-27. Otto takes his man off the dribble, had an opening. Cooper Smith from 8 feet on the right side, short on that one. is lifting his shots a little bit flat the last couple of games. Up to the front court, down the lane. That's a travel, no call. A three by Pepper, way short, hit the bottom of the net, and nothing else. 2:49 to the third.
There's the 15 seconds reminding him.
Here comes Luke Randall. He checks in. And Preston Taylor.
Clay Schrader.
Schrader. Smith and Dewey Morris. That's the five for the Little Giants. They extend the 1-2-2 on that press. Dewey beats them off the dribble to the right side. And leaves it short. A steal. Opposite side. Knocked away by Preston Taylor. And a good job there. Will Pepper was trying to take it from midcourt. Here from Alice Ingersoll Gym. Little Giants in control of this one. 42-27. 2:36. Almost a steal there by Luke. If he could have corralled it. Wherever in-game stats, those were brought to you throughout the year. We have good friends, the Crawford's Home Furnishings in Canton and Elmwood will be coming up. Inbounds will come. And it's a Schaffner. Rotates to this near side, takes it all the way to the baseline, lost a handle on it.
Hey, where are you going to go with that dribble? That's my first question. I don't know what he's doing.
Preston Taylor, Cooper Smith. Dewey was open momentarily. Schrader, high arcing shot, hit the front of the iron. A little bit too much of the arc. 4:27 with 2:13, third period. Non-conference game, jumper way off the mark, no good. At times, you'll see Showalter having not really a clue where he's throwing it up at times.
Well, and he's just looking at it as I'm throwing it up.
2:07, Bob loves those stats. He just, I'm marking it down, baby.
Right.
Jumper runner off the left side at Showalter.
That was not an easy shot.
No, no. Sometimes it looks good, sometimes it's not so pretty. 10 points in this game, 42-29 with a minute of 52. 2-12 with the Chargers. Little Giants trying to get to win number 11. Dewey Morris got hit on the arm by Pierce, and then Dewey commits the foul from behind.
If you follow your shot, Dewey, you won't foul.
Nope. Minute 44 here. They'll bring in some subs. Noah Bennington. And let's see who else they bring in the lineup. I believe it's Anthony Joseph.
Yes.
Little Giants have Taylor.
Yeah, Justin Post in there,
okay,
too.
Yep. Number 12. He checks in. The action from Alice Ingersoll Gym in the third quarter. Little Giants again.
It's
a steal. Cooper Smith.
Laid
it up and in. Steal and a near jam on that one by Cooper
we'll
Smith.
We'll give him that.
Yeah. 44-29. He got a nice little lift on that one, and it's a big dunk there by Cooper Smith. Kind of easily laid it up over the iron. Bounce past this near side.
Mm.
Morris. This is one of those games, really, and there are certain parts of your schedule you need to have a little fun, take a little pressure off of it. You can do wonders for you the rest of the year. Kind of relax some of the guys.
Get your confidence back.
It is. Inbounds, contact was made, the ball goes out of bounds. Bennington makes...
I'll tell you what, man, he's got shoulder pads on out there. Holy cow.
He's not afraid to use them.
No, he's been.
Taylor, now Preston, with a minute 8 left in this third quarter. From Alice Ingersoll Gym, it's boys basketball tonight against Peoria Christian. Opposite side here, Cooper, between the circle, Preston Taylor catches. Getting ready to shoot. Dewey will cut through. Opposite side, Schrader. Cooper Smith. Near side, Taylor. Shot rimmed it out, no good. Gets it to Peppers. Gets across the timeline. 41 seconds, he'll walk it up. Quick pass up the left side. Howder. Met a Howder a few years ago as well. That's a name pretty much. I think, believe their father also coaches lower part of the program as well. That's a stoppage of play here with 30 seconds. Schrader with a block. Third team foul. The remaining of this third period. 44-29. Little Giants advantage. And they believe they're going to bring back in Schaffner. And we'll see who else we got in the lineup. 30 seconds. Clock runs here in this third period. 44-29. Canton with the advantage. They'll hold it out front. That's the Chargers.
I think down 15, they wouldn't be playing for the last shot.
Nope. 15 seconds here, and I think it's kind of on writing on the wall. They have seen a lot of these games. Swings it, skip past top of the key. Howder with a three. His first points of the game. 44-32, closing seconds. Dewey Morris turns it out the right side. Here from the inside half court there, and the shot no good, 44-32. The end of three quarters here from Allison Gersall. Jim, back here in 1 minute.
Hackers, viruses, network crashes, and constant equipment maintenance are just the tip of the iceberg for your hardworking IT department. Make sure they have all the support they need 24/7. Here's Brian Ford, president of Facet Technologies.
Your IT department supports you, but who supports your IT department? Get Facet on your team. You'll see what it's like to have true tech peace of mind.
Facet Technologies, the business technology leader with IT support and backup built for business. See it all now at FacetTech.com.
Why won't it work? The button says enter, but it won't enter. Now it's just sitting there mocking me. This was supposed to be easy.
Frustrated by your new tech toys? We're not. At Nerds On Call, we get the tech. We'll help you back up files and photos, transfer data, maximize your wireless network, and solve any other problem you're dealing with, no matter what kind of device you have.
Ha! Download complete. Mock me, will you?
Be the master of your own device. See us at the home show or stop by the store. We'll help you get the tech. Nerds On Call, a Facet company. Visit callournerds.com.
Get to play a little bit deeper on the bench, and then a little chance to go right back to the original starters here to begin the fourth quarter up 44-32. Want to make sure that you get win number 11 here. Get a little bit of a break. Evan Otto open from this left side. Shot comes up short, and a push underneath. Mismatch there. Howder could not get to the boards because of a catch. And Lucas, and again, will be Howder. And a 15 foul. Little chance will inbound off the left side. Otto just lob it to catch,
nice,
and then back cut the opposite side.
Nice,
this time to Cooper Smith. Get to the decoy with Ketchum, and then a back cut Cooper Smith. Great packs and execution again on the inbounds play. 30 seconds gone by, 46-32. Round the baseline, and a jumper short there. Catch him and got his hand up there, and it's going to be off of Lucas. It'll be PC basketball. I don't know if this series continues between these teams. It's the fourth time that these teams have met, but PC's had the advantage two out of the last three. Jumper left side, and it's good. The opposite side at Showalter.
Not going away.
No, they're not. 46-35, I think that's the reason why the starters are back in.
That outside shot can keep you in a lot of games.
Bounce pass left wing. Brandt, he's been silent since early in this game, takes the man off the dribble, and the shot was blocked and a foul.
If he shows that a little more often,
yeah,
I can open up so many things for him on the outside.
Very dangerous offensive player when you're able to do that.
Yeah, when you show you can hit the outside shot and beat your opponent off the dribble, boy, the scoring ability is limitless.
Showalter picks up his fourth, 16 foul. Brandt with a free throw, 3-for-3 from the stripe tonight. And he's got 15 in this game, about his average, 14 points plus. Nice little offensive start tonight, 48-35 here. Biggest lead of the night has been 15 by Little Giants in the first half. About a minute gone by here in this fourth, try to seal 11th win of the year. Off the dribble, runner, and it's good by Howder. He's starting to show a little bit of offensive dribble and score there. Cooper Smith. Howder comes out to defend to him. He's one of five seniors in this Chargers team. Lucas Ketchum takes it off the baseline. Nice little strong move there by Lucas.
Yeah, they don't have an answer for him in the low post.
No. We just not really haven't looked a lot inside to him tonight.
And in all honesty, you know, on our behalf, with us making the outside shot, we haven't needed to as much.
No. And again, catch him. Back to the line here. And sinks the free throw, attaboy. A couple of points tonight by Lucas Ketchum. Got a pretty good job of protecting interior tonight defensively, though. Next one coming up from Lucas. And again, too strong on that one. And it's a rebound by Pierce. And he fell down. But they're saying it was a contact there by Evan right near him. Again, it's going to be his third. And, you know, they got kind of tangled up there. But I'm saying, why are you right here? 6:37, front court now. Showalter looking for the highest screen. They were going to go screen and roll. Ooh. Almost intercepted. Shot comes up short. No good by Pepper. Loose ball. PC fights for it. They get it. That's Schaffner. Pierce. Jumper. No good. Ball tap out. We got a hold along the baseline. It's going to be against the Little Giants. And we'll see who it's going to be against. Evan Otto.
Wow.
Fourth as a player for Otto. Again off the dribble. He walked, got away with it. 6:15. Push shot, no good. Underneath, they crash the boards, man. They're crashing over the back. Then they get catch with a blocking foul. Again, over the back. They're allowing that for PC. And the Little Giants ended up getting the foul. So Ketchum picks up the foul. 16th foul against the Little Giants. Again, Luke Randall will be coming up or off the bench there. And Schaffner. It's a weird-looking little shot there from the lefty. Free throw is good.
It's a little, how can I put it, Jamal Wilkes-ish.
Yeah.
The way he kind of corkscrews that thing off his hand like that.
Yeah, a little different looking. It's 6:09. Next one coming up.
Look at that rotation.
And again,
that thing.
Knocked
works.
Out both free throws. 49-39. They're back within 10 here with 6 minutes remaining. Cooper Smith off this near side. KO. Randall trying to get him some scoring opportunity there. Cooper Smith, bounce pass to Randall. Nice job. Uses the glass. Nice assist. Off the right side of the baseline, use the glass, perfect angle, 51-39. 5:44 remaining. Bounce pass in the lane, deflection, good hand in air, catch him, forces it, now in traffic, feeds underneath, KO from an assist from Cooper Smith.
Pretty play.
Here we go, trying to get this deal sealed early, 5:25 remaining, 53-39. Playing well, a lot more phases tonight. We were this active last night, we would not have lost.
I agree.
5:15. Bounce pass, left corner. Howder. Bennington squares in and out, no good. Cooper Smith with the rebound. He'll get it across the timeline. Swings it. Brandt, now he's step back three, the opposite side. Switch. Brandt with a nice, sweet-looking step back shot. And it's 56-39. All of a sudden, the Little Giants on a nice little run here. Begin a halfway through this fourth period. Canton 56, you're a Christian 39. Our timeout from Alice Ingersoll Gym is 1 minute.
This sports broadcast is brought to you by Farm King, the family store with more for the cold weather season. Shovels, snow throwers, salt, heaters, outdoor tools and equipment for this winter, all available now at your local Farm King store. Find gloves, hats, insulated boots, coats, Carhartts, socks, and much more for everyone in your family to stay warm and bundled up during the cold weather. It's Farm King, your family store with more in Kewaunee, Burlington, Macomb, Canton, Monmouth, and Galesburg.
Welcome to Davis Ford, your local Ford dealer in Canton, Illinois. On behalf of our entire staff, we would like to welcome you. Whether you are looking for a new Ford car, crossover, SUV, our greatest selection of trucks, or a great used or pre-owned vehicle is what you need, we have them. Need service or parts? We have that too. We are committed to offer superior sales and service to you, our valued customer. See you soon at Davis Ford, 2111 North Main, Canton, 647-1111, where the customer is our business.
Back here, Blake Murphy, Luke Randall, Cooper Smith, Preston Taylor, and Dewey Morris. That's a stretch of five. Here about the 4:52 mark, Little Giants extend their lead, 56-39. And it equals our biggest lead of the night.
That's it for Pierce.
So Pierce reaches in.
And a moving screen.
Yep. And I believe that's his fourth. Yeah. Showalter had four. So it's just his fourth now. That's Pierce. 4:44 along the baseline. Underneath shot no good by Luke Randall. Off balance shot. He found a way to get it in. Luke Randall with a couple of field goals in this quarter. Rewarding some of your bench people and some of the people who, again, don't get a chance to score a lot. That's that opportunity tonight. 58-39 with 4:25. Jumper far side. Way missed there. No good by Showalter.
Yeah, they're just launching them out.
Yep. Preston Taylor. Again with 4:15 now. in the lane. That's Blake Murphy. Shot was no good. First one he's missed tonight. Showalter corrals the rebound. He takes it down the lane. That's going to be a blocking foul. I mean, you had the offensive player up in the air, and the man was stationary. And that's just, you know, that's just the officials just gutless. Not wanted to make the call.
And they all call it that way. Yeah. So.
Final tonight, Lady Giants lose tonight 55-47 at Dunlap tonight. Never got any traction. Trailed at 12-11 the opening quarter and lose on the road tonight 55-47.
Knew it wasn't going to be easy.
Yep. Right? Dunlap's playing much better. They battled last night. Tough Galesburg team.
They're a physical team.
Yep. Foul was whistled against Blake Murphy. 58-39. Again, the Little Giants led 32-19 at the break. And again, missed free throw, got the own rebound, and shot was no good. Taken by Schaffner in the lane. That's Pierce. And you got the underneath official called nothing, and the guy who's on this side, completely opposite side, makes the foul.
This is what I'd have done. 3 seconds.
Yeah. Automatic.
He's in the lane for an eternity.
Yep. Second against Blake Murphy. Pierce missed the free throw. And a pretty good offensive night. 11, and then he run into some foul situation. Thank goodness for us. 3:57 now, still remaining. Got to close the deal here. Pierce makes one of two. Under the four-minute mark here. Got off to a slow start tonight. Sophomores lost 53-47. They were late showing up. We didn't start to about 15 to 6 in the pre-land tonight. Preston Taylor cut off defensively. Bennington all over him. Back out front. That's Murphy.
There you go. Settle down.
Yep. Get into our offense. Dewey Morris beat his man off the dribble. Runs into Pierce. Free throw line. Jumper good.
Hey.
But a step inside. Avery Dean with the bucket. 20-point advantage. Tonight's biggest of the evening. 3:20. Down the line, off balance shot, comes up short. Avery with the outlet, gives it to Preston Taylor. Sideline, intercepted, was intended for Murphy, knocked away by Dewey. PC gets it. 3 minute mark here on this Tuesday night of basketball, 60-40. Off the dribble, that's the Schaffner shot, no good, tap out. Dean gets it, look out from behind. Preston Taylor sprints across the timeline, swings it to Blake Murphy. Didn't get a chance to shoot it. Covered up there defensively. Between the circle, Luke Randall. Dewey. Avery Dean was open to the post. Back out front, Preston Taylor. Reverses it to this left side between the circle. Opposite side, Preston Taylor flicks, shoots it in.
Out of work, Preston.
Preston Taylor. Again, a big confidence boost tonight with this group off the bench and those particular type of players. 63-40 with 2:23 remaining. Down the lane, and a timeout taken by Fury Christian. That means probably more subs for the Chargers. 2:19 left here. Canton 63, PC 40. Back here in 1 minute.
Hi, this is Emily Valencia, 2010 graduate of Spoon River College. I've been teaching high school art and computer graphics for a year now, and when I think about it, Spoon River College was the perfect beginning to my undergraduate experience. My instructors laid a solid foundation for my future as an educator and an artist. It doesn't matter who you are, a new high school graduate or someone looking for a change in career, Spoon River College can be your perfect beginning too. Register now, visit src.edu or call 1-800-DEGREES and ask to speak to an advisor.
Today's play-by-play voice for Little Giants, Bob Wagner and Leon Gruber on AM 1560, 93.7 FM, WBYS, Canton.
I'm Kevin Stevenson, Business Development Officer at Mid-America National Bank. We're ready to lend, helping support our communities.
We offer online mortgage applications. I'm Tracy Chipman, Mortgage Loan Officer at Mid-America. You can research various mortgage products, search for personalized rate quotes, and apply for a loan 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Mid-America National Bank, your bank for life in Canton, Cuba, Lewistown, and Macomb. Visit us at midnatbank.com. Member FDIC.
Equal housing lender.
Back here at 65-43. They hit a three. Bennington and a field goal inside by Avery Dean tonight. He's got a couple buckets. Minute 45 left here. Do know that the sophomore girls won. Just got a report there from Jessica Thumb. They won tonight in the action. 65-32, but the varsity lost 55-47 tonight from Dunlap. Minute 27, and again, the Canton sophomore girls are 7-0 in the conference. They're 12-1 overall. Minute 19, out front, that's Caleb Miller. Gives to Avery Dean, lost it underneath. He shovels up the shot, it rolls in.
Attaboy.
Three field goals by Avery Dean, and nice to see the big smile on the entire bench and the coaching staff over there. 67-43, a minute left in this one. And he threw it away. Their subs are Mitchell Whitman. Also, they have Post. And let's see if I get the side of the number there. Young man, he'll turn this direction here. I can't see the number. That number 0, I think it is. Yeah, Gabe Meister, who's in the lineup with them. Blake Murphy shovels up the shot, rimmed it out, no good. Underneath, the putback is good by Schrader. Schrader gets the field goal. He's got 6 in the game. 8 players have scored for the Little Giants tonight, so it's good to see that production off the bench. 69-43 remaining, 33 seconds here tonight. We'll run down the schedule of the Invitational in Washington Saturday. That's our next broadcast. Busy day. We'll have 4 total for you. And then next Monday, a pair of games in the afternoon. Take on Washington head-to-head, Canton girls and boys. So busy stretch of games for us. Bennington, and got 1 of 2 of the free throws. That's his 4th point. 33 seconds here, the inbound, Caleb Miller. Again, 69-44. In this game, he broke a 3-3 tie and never looked back, picking up the win at home tonight. Off this side, Miller dribbling out there. Good job protecting the basketball by Caleb. And a foul against Bennington. Caleb Miller going to the free throw line.
Everybody getting in the action.
That's good. Need those confidence builders in a busy schedule will be coming up. Nice, much better effort tonight for this Little Giant team.
Now all we got to do is get Dewey a basket here real
That's
quick.
Right. Caleb connects on the free throw. Second one coming up. That boy Caleb, nice jump. Couple free throws by Caleb. 71-44. I think it's one of our high points of the year, 71. I think 70 was the previous against East Peoria early in the year. I remember that. I was looking back last night. I think that's what some of the early scores. Again, here from Alice Ingersoll Gym. Little Giants going to pick up a home win tonight, pick up their 11th of the year, 71-44. Great bounce-back game for the Little Giants to win at home tonight. Convincingly, 71-44. That's the final tonight here from Alice Ingersoll Gym. More coming up. Previous high was 70, as I mentioned, against East Fury on December 16th. So again tonight, we top it by 1 point as our high offensive output of the season. Tonight winner, 71-44. Girls lost tonight. They lost at Dunlap 55-47. The sophomore girls won 65-32. Back here from Alice Ingersoll Gym, postgame show is brought to you by Big Rack Steakhouse. Check out their nightly specials, your favorite steak dinner, 647-6000. Postgame in 2 minutes.
MidAmerica National Bank offers plenty of reasons to bank with us. I'm Kevin Stevenson, Business Development Officer.
I'm Jody Wilcoxon, Business Banking Associate. MidAmerica offers all the financial services you need, from online banking, online bill pay, and a convenient mobile banking app, to lending, trust, and investment services. We've got you covered for personal and business.
To learn more, visit midnatbank.com and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Buying a furnace or an air conditioner can be tough. After all, you can't exactly take a look under the hood.
For reliable heating and cooling, ask your Lennox dealer about Lennox products with a good housekeeping seal of approval.
Call GE Mechanical, 647-5700.
Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses.
This is Steve from GE Mechanical, your authorized Lennox dealer.
Lennox, a better place.
For over 30 years, pet owners across Fulton County have entrusted the health of their animals to the friendly and knowledgeable veterinarians of Spoon River Animal Clinic. Big dogs, little dogs, white cats, black cats, horses, cattle, birds, snakes, ferrets, and even the occasional reptile, they see them all. Proudly supporting the Little Giants and Prairieland Conference sports, Spoon River Animal Clinic is conveniently located on Route 78 North in Canton and offers a complete lineup of veterinary services and 24/7 after-hours emergency care, too. Visit them online at SpoonRiverAnimalClinic.com.
Join WBYS each Saturday morning at 9:05 for Coach's Roundtable, the basketball edition live from Hy-Vee. The 55-minute show has scores for the Midland I and Prairieland Conferences. One-on-one conversation with boys and girls coaches from Canton, Farmington, Lewistown, North Fulton, and Illini Bluffs. Breakfast and basketball Saturday at 9:05, Coach's Roundtable on WBYS AM 1560 and 93.7 FM. And enjoy website streaming and free app for download at 1560WBYS.com.
Wrap it up. We'll have our stats. We'll run down those. And again, overall, nice effort tonight for the Little Giants, bouncing back after a tough loss at home last night against East Peoria. And Canton, a winner tonight, 71-44. High mark of the year with their offense, previously 70 by against East Peoria. But again, Little Giants now 11-4. Peoria Christian now 2-13. Good balance tonight. Good scoring. Little Giants ended up with 11 scoring tonight off their roster tonight. Again, the Little Giants a victory tonight, 71-44. Here's a recap of this game. The Little Giants, that again, took the lead early. Bucket by Garrett Brandt. They answer with a three. And again, it was a tied 3-3. And then after that, the Little Giants broke out. And again, led at the opening period 14-8. Led at one stretch in that second quarter by 15, and they had a 23-point lead at one particular point and win tonight, 71-44. A lot of folks contributed, just a good effort by everybody that played tonight, Bob, and you got some bench people, got some confidence builders tonight on a lot of different levels tonight, so it's an all-in-all, it's a good non-conference win here at home tonight.
Well, I think you said it best when, you know, you get a lead like that, you can actually have fun.
Yeah.
And, you know, it doesn't sound much or doesn't sound like much, but, you know, when you go through the grind that these kids have done since, you know, early November to this point, it's a game like this that can really boost you, you know, mentally and physically and prepare yourself for the second half.
Let's take a look at our game stats. They're brought to you by Crawford's Home Furnishings. You can check out the experience quality, selection, excellent customer service, Crawford's Home Furnishings, Canton and Elmwood. Bobby, take a look at the final numbers.
All right, for Peoria Christian, they were 15 out of 44 in field goals, 34.1%, 8 out of 20 in three-point shooting, 40%, 6 for 11 in free throws, 54.6%, 27 total rebounds, 11 offensive, 18 total turnovers. For the Canton Little Giants, shooting 27 out of 50 in field goals, 54%. 7 out of 16 in three-point shooting, 43.8%. 10 out of 14 in free throws, 71.4%. 28 total rebounds, 9 offensive, 7 total turnovers. Points off turnovers, Peoria Christian with 2, Ken with 26.
Nice effort tonight by the Little Giants. Good way to bounce back. A lot of energy tonight there, Jay, and this ball club tonight. Got about everybody in the scoring book tonight, so 71-44, high mark of offensive numbers, too, point-wise on the season. So good, it's a good effort tonight. It's like the energy was there, and we came out and really got off to a quick start tonight.
And that's the key, and that's what we talked about, coming out, getting off to a quick start. I think we were the aggressor tonight, whereas last night I thought we laid back and let East Peoria be the aggressor. So we got to get back to being the aggressor, and I thought we did a good job, and everybody got some playing time tonight, which is great for me. I mean, these kids that don't always get in really deserve it, and I mean that's the thing. You see what they did when they got in there. There wasn't much drop off. So proud of those kids.
Yeah, when you look at that, and this is a game you really need because you got a tough stretch coming up here, and you need to get a little bit of that confidence level back among everybody on the team. And it's tough when you lose a game like that. You know you didn't play your best, but you come back here tonight and respond the way you did. Sets us to a good kind of mode as we head into the weekend there.
Yeah, I mean it's. You know, you got Muhammad Seymour, and then you got Grayslake North, then you got Washington, then you got Morton. Boy, it doesn't doesn't get much tougher than that. But, you know, we'll go over and compete. And I thought, you know, we talked last night, I thought we didn't compete. I thought we were soft. And, you know, I saw some kids step over and you know, Blake tried to take a charge. I know Luke Randall tried to take a charge. But we were getting in the proper positions defensively tonight, and that's something we didn't do last night. You know, so when you get back and there's quick turnarounds, you forget about the bad, and we get to, you know, enjoy tomorrow night. We're going to the Bradley game and watch Hunter.
Yep.
And get to enjoy tomorrow night, and we'll come in Thursday and Friday and get ready for the weekend.
And a much better job tonight attacking the zone, too. I thought, you know, in the early going, we had some opportunity scoring chances, and we made the most of it. Really didn't really have to look inside a lot because we hit some key shots in the perimeter and not really had to look inside to Lucas there for a while.
Well, you know, we tried to come out and go to Lucas, you know, right off the bat and kind of went off his hands. And, you know, I told him, I said, if I'm going to tell him to throw the ball to you, you got to be ready to catch it. And but we did. We watched a little bit of film during the sophomore game because I wanted these guys to see the holes that we're in the East Peoria zone last night that we missed, and we took advantage of them tonight, and we looked for the holes. So just an all-in-all better effort.
Win number 11 tonight, Jay, and it's a good positive one for this team. And, again, it kind of builds everybody's, you know, kind of attitude towards things. It's a tough stretch we got coming up. It's the hardest part of the season here. We get into the middle of January and those type of things. Everybody's kind of fighting some illness and those type of things. So getting everybody healthy for a tough stretch run here. So good luck. We're looking forward to covering Saturday's games. We'll be there all day Saturday.
Hopefully, yeah, I heard it won't you be were too buying bad. Breakfast.
Yeah, I can do that.
We can, so we got them there, right? All right. Thanks, guys. I'll see you Saturday morning.
Yeah, thanks, Jay. Jay Murphy with us on our postgame show, and our postgame is brought to you by Big Rack Steakhouse, North Main and Canton. Scoring in this one are in-game stats brought to you by Crawford's Home Furnishings, Canton and Elmwood. Scoring tonight, the Little Giants had 11. Scoring with a 71 total. Had Evan Otto against 6 points in the game tonight. Garrett Brandt led all scores with 19. Preston Taylor with a three. Cooper Smith with 14 tonight. Caleb Owens hit a three, a field goal for 5. Luke Randall, a couple of field goals for 4. Clay Schrader had 6 in the game tonight. Lucas Ketchum with a couple of free throws for 2. Caleb Miller with 2 free throws. Blake Murphy with, again a couple of baskets for 4 points. And Avery Dean also, again, chipped in with 3 field goals for 6. And the Little Giants winners tonight, 71-44. They're now 11-4. Tonight's scoring, Ryan Howder had a 3 and a basket for 5. Also in scoring tonight, 13. That was from Joel Showalter. He had also a dozen in foul situation. David Pierce tonight, Will Pepper finishing with 6. Also scoring tonight, Derek Schaffner had a field goal, 2 free throws for 4, and Noah Bennington with his 4 points tonight. Again, the Chargers now 2-13. And Canton, winner tonight, was 3-3 the tie, and then after that we took advantage, and a nice win tonight at home. Non-conference win 71-44 over Peoria Christian. Bobby, a quick comment, and we'll get out of here and take a couple of days off and get ready for the busy schedule on Saturday.
Yeah, enjoyed that one, Leon. That was a fun game to call. The kids were really into it and enjoying it. You know, it was, you know, definitely much better play tonight than last night. And, you know, hopefully these kids will build on that, you know, going into Saturday, because when you play early and play late, for one, it's 2 games and there's a big gap in between. So you have to be prepared for morning, noon, and night.
Take a look at the schedule coming up on Saturday at 9:30. We'll be on the air. 9:15, Canton will take on Rich South. That's girls basketball. 11, Canton versus Mohammed. They're 10-3, depending on the win tonight. They play Olympia tonight. That's at 11 o'clock. And then we'll be back at a session break at 7. Canton girls will take on Grays Lake North. And then at 8:30, the boys taking on Grays Lake North. So that's the next action for us here on WBYS. As we mentioned, the varsity girls lost tonight at Dunlap, 55-47, so a loss on the road tonight. Sophomores won for the girls, 65-32. And tonight, the sophomores boys lost 53-47 at the hands of Peoria Christian. And the varsity capping off with a win tonight, 71-44 over Peoria Christian. Little Giants now 11-4. That'll wrap up our broadcast. Our post game is brought to you by Big Rack Steakhouse on North Main in Canton. Thanks for Nate. Great job back at the studios. We'll see you Saturday And for Bob, I'm Leon. So long, a victory tonight from the Grand Old Lady, everyone.
Thank you for listening to this Little Giant basketball broadcast on AM 1560, FM 93.7, WBYS, your leader in high school sports coverage. Broadcast sponsors include Mid-Century Fiber, Nerds on Call, Davis Ford, Haynes Physical Therapy, Spoon River College, and Perkins Seed House. Sponsors also include Lozier Oil, Mid-America National Bank, Davis Buick GMC, GM Mechanical, Farm King, Spoon River Animal Clinic, Art Hostler Auto Plaza, and Canton Hy-Vee, home of the Coaches Roundtable. Stay tuned next for the Little Giant postgame show featuring stats, scoring, and a visit with the head coach. Brought to you by Big Rack Steakhouse on North Main in Canton. Canton Little Giants basketball brought to you since 1968 on the voice of the Little Giants, AM 1560 and FM 93.7 WBYS.